Jay and Kevin's Hot Topics. Hot Topics.
Kevin, is this real?
What's that be?
Kenny Chesney had a number one song, another number one, with his latest. And so he's kind of been making the rounds, talking about his album. Steve, did you want to post that picture with him and his dog, by the way?
Yeah, it's on the Coyote page.
The Coyote Country Facebook page.
Yes.
His dog made its first onstage appearance this week in Chicago, or the Chicago area.
I'm trying to picture, I have not seen the picture at all, and I'm trying to figure out what kind of dog I think Kenny Chesney has.
Well, his old dog passed about a year ago or whatever it was, so he has this dog now. Did you pull it up yet?
I have not, because I don't want to spoil it. I'm trying to figure out what kind of dog I think Kenny Chesney has.
Ooh, can we give him a clue?
Sure, if he wants one.
Yeah.
Kevin, you want a clue? Because you don't have a clue.
Well, the first thing I'm going to go with is it's not like a hairy dog. It's like a bald, smoother dog. Ooh. Not a long-haired dog.
Smoother dog.
Because Kenny is smooth and
I
bald.
See you're saying bald. I get what you're saying there, yeah.
And I feel like if Kenny grows any hair on his body, he immediately
get rid of that thing, man. Yeah you don't want that there, yeah.
He seems very smooth.
Very smooth.
So with that in mind, Dalmatian's too high strung for the islands.
And the
what's
boat.
A good island dog? You know what? I'm going to say a boxer.
Okay. I mean, that's wrong, but I don't know. Maybe his old dog may have been a boxer. I can't remember. I've walked right by me multiple times, but I can't remember exactly what kind of dog that was, other than just old. I don't even know what kind of dog this is. This might be kind of a mutt, this poncho. What kind of dog do you think that is, Steve?
I looked it up, and hold on.
I'm gonna take a peek at this thing now.
I think, wasn't it a kind of dog? Yeah, that's what I thought. Golden Doodle.
Oh, okay. Yeah, now that you said that, it makes sense.
Oh,
yeah.
Golden Doodle has lots of hair.
Yeah, no, it's
hyperallergenic, though.
Right, yeah, it doesn't shed, all that stuff, yeah. Yeah, Kenny's first appearance with Poncho.
Why is he dirty?
Who?
The dog looks dirty.
Well, I mean, it just doesn't have to be white. It's just more of an off-white colored dog.
I've never seen a Golden Doodle that was not golden.
Or
this
doodle.
This one's heavier on the doodle.
Yeah, maybe more
it
doodle
It looks like
than
it has
golden.
Doodle all over its face. Doesn't it?
Kind of does, yeah.
It's kind of rude.
Yeah. Well, he's been digging around in the sand or something with Kenny. I don't know what's going
Kenny
on.
Kenny looks very happy, though.
Yeah. He does. He looks ecstatic.
Oh,
I love that
That's
picture.
The kind of joy a dog can bring.
Absolutely.
You.
Yeah, it's nice.
Very nice.
Oh, man.
Is this a real thing that Kenny Chesney was talking about yesterday? He's like Rain Man, for crying out loud, because he talks about the fact that he used math to pick up chicks.
Well, I used to try to impress girls by quoting different formulas, like mathematical formulas. And sometimes it worked, and sometimes they looked at me like
Wait,
I was
Wait, what
crazy.
Is this? Is this a formula you know?
So now she's showing him
is
one.
Is that a formula you know?
Is that the quadratic formula? If you gave me numbers, I could apply it. But let's see. X equals...
So they got numbers in it now.
You are not... Are you? You're not
looking. I haven't looked at it. Let me see. If it's a quadratic formula... This was burned into my head in high school.
Okay.
By my math teacher, Joe Hollander.
Okay.
Shout out.
Any moment now.
X equals...
She's very impatient.
X equals negative B plus or minus the square root...
How can you be plus and minus at the same
of
time?
...of B squared minus 4AC all over 2A? Can I get it? I got it.
How many dates did that land you? Like, you know what I'm saying? I'm like,
not many, but I mean, it
sounds impressive.
But yeah, I mean, it didn't, not as many dates as my guitar did.
Yeah.
There's the truth.
That is the truth.
There's the truth at the
wow,
end.
Wow, I never knew Kenny was a math nerd.
Does that seem weird or what?
Yeah.
What, saying one equation makes you a math nerd?
That equation?
That's a well-known equation, though.
What?
Is it not?
No.
All right. Maybe it's not.
What do you know about math?
Not a lot, but I know that.
What?
I mean, at least I've heard
it
before.
So what is it? Say it again.
Well, I can't. I don't remember it.
No, Matthew. If you don't remember it, then how can it be easy?
I mean, when he said it, I remembered it because I've heard it before. That's all I'm saying.
Huh.
This was burned into my head in high school.
Okay.
By my math teacher, Joe Hollander.
Okay. Any moment now.
X equals negative B.
Right.
Plus or minus the square root.
How can you be plus and minus at the same
of
time?
Of B squared minus 4AC all over 2A.
Right, yeah. Everybody knows that.
Yeah.
Jay and Kevin's Hot Topics. Hot Topics.
Steve's unimpressed.
No, I'm saying if I've heard of it and used it, it's common.
Wow.
Right?
I don't know. I'm trying to channel my mother's words. Kevin, if you don't have anything nice to say, don't say anything at all.
Yeah, I don't know, man.
Oh, okay. So if I were to memorize some sort of long math equation,
yeah,
you'd think I was smart?
Well, except for that part of it. Yeah.
I would, Steve. I'd be impressed. I'd be like, look I at would you, too. You little math nerd.
Yeah, but you know what? We're gone for a couple of days. When we come back, how about you just whip out a couple of math equations for us?
All right, I'm going to memorize a random math formula.
Do it, yeah.
A squared plus B squared equals C squared.
Oh, come on.
Well, that's now, what this
everyone's
is.
Heard of that.
That's a little short. That one he did was a little longer. Plus, he said he'd comply if they had numbers.
All right, fine. A squared plus B squared plus C squared plus D squared plus E squared plus...
Equals MC squared.
Equals MC squared. Didn't have to say it was right or it makes sense.
Oh, my gosh. I can't believe that you're just right there on Kenny Chesney, man.
Well, no. It's impressive that he still knows it. I mean, I can't remember it.
You but think I've heard it before. Maybe you should memorize it because, according to Kenny, it got him some chicks. And you could carry a guitar. That wouldn't hurt.
By the way, did we start the Steve's biggest fan thing yet?
Oh, yeah. We should start it right now. This would be a good time.
It would.
No one's going to.
If you want to be Steve's, it's not his biggest fan, it's his biggest fan of the month, right?
Biggest fan of the month.
Yeah,
well,
yeah.
Because in Steve's intro for our show, and we only play it at 6 a.m.
Right.
So people maybe right now have never heard it.
They probably
so
haven't.
Maybe
yeah.
You could play Steve's intro, but it says in there,
hello,
hi, Steve.
My name is Producer Steve. Producer Steve.
Producer Steve.
Hi, Steve. I am your biggest fan.
Thank you. That's all you need right there. She says, hi, Steve. I'm your biggest fan.
Yep. And so I thought, boy, who is Steve's biggest fan right now? Who is it? Are you a Steve fan? I met someone the other day that said, I got to admit, when Steve first came on, I was a little unsure, but boy, I've really fallen for him.
Mm, was it my dad? He was a little unsure, man.
It was not Peter.
No.
It was a very nice lady, and she was like, yeah, I've kind of fallen for him. I find him to be very likable. And I said, oh, yeah, he certainly is.
Tom,
that's very
on
nice.
The text line, therein lies why Steve is single. Garen, off the text line, it's amazing that Steve is single. Followed by Bob, off the text line, I can't imagine why Steve doesn't have a girlfriend.
Huh.
I don't know what that means.
Why? Because I don't know math formulas.
The Big 99.9 Coyote Country. 40. The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
I love body wash. I'm not going to say that we don't need body wash. We do need body wash.
Kevin James.
But there's something special about a nice scented bar of soap.
On a retractable
but
rope.
The Jay and Kevin Show on the Big 99.9 Coyote Country. Jay and Kevin's Hot Topics.
Hot Topics. Just so you know, Steve, Lori has texted in and says she's definitely a huge fan of yours. Loves your laugh.
Oh, thank you, Lori.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, very sweet.
I did get a call, too.
From?
Catherine Jacobson.
Oh, so who gets to be your biggest fan of the month?
Ooh, wow.
Now it's a battle.
Well, I mean, I don't feel like they have to do anything to earn it, though, right, Kev? They don't have to, like, you know.
No, they do not. They do not. We just have to. I mean, it's maybe almost who was first.
Yeah, I don't know. The text came in at 9:11. Any idea when the call was?
That's probably about the same time.
Yeah.
Oh boy, this is going to be a controversy. Up. Oh boy, oh boy.
Could they be co?
No.
Nope.
No, it's not a soccer game.
No, we don't do ties, Steve.
There's no juice boxes.
I'm going to have to ask them for a reason why they want to be Steve's biggest fan. What? I mean, and Lori already gave a reason.
Yeah, she said, your laugh. Yeah, that's a pretty good one.
And what did Catherine say?
Yeah, what'd she say she's a fan of?
She said she liked my voice. Makes her smile.
Well, I mean, if you say it like that, who could?
Well, I'm trying to remember. There's,
you know what?
My memory isn't great. I'm sorry.
It's wonderful.
Oh, man.
Well,
she likes my voice.
She likes my voice.
Makes her smile. That's a very nice compliment.
It was very nice.
Very nice.
then she asked
very nice.
If you guys knew about her car.
Oh.
Oh, yeah, her car, yeah. She has a beautiful, gosh, Catherine, don't get mad. I know Catherine's the kind of lady who just gets furious. Steve, when you meet Catherine, you'll understand how funny that is. She's just the sweetest little older lady. Okay. I'm not going to say old. She's older. I believe she's retired.
Yeah.
She was living a good life.
She was very, hold on.
Doesn't she have like a little
pleasant on the phone?
It's like a Toyota Celica, I believe.
A Celica?
It's white.
I don't remember that.
You remember her car, right?
I don't think it's a Celica, though, is it?
It's white, and it is. Got pinstripe on it that is beautiful. It has super low miles.
Yeah.
The thing looks like it's off the showroom
floor. It does look brand new, yeah.
But it's, you know, 30 years old.
Right.
Catherine, I'm sorry. Can you please tell us what your car is? Why can't I remember? I'm looking it up.
I can't think
You're
of it either.
Looking
I'm
it
trying
up.
To remember what like a 95 Celica, a 90 something Celica.
You threw me off
like.
With that. I don't think it's a. I don't know. I don't remember it being a Toyota.
What do you think
I can't
it
remember
is?
The name of that car, Kevin. I thought it was a convertible though.
What do you think it is, Jay?
I don't know, but I don't think it's a Celica. I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong. Isn't it? It begins with an S though. And I know Celica does not, but I think it begins with an S.
An S?
Super awesome.
Subaru?
No, not the model. Not the make, the model.
Yeah, not the model. It's a Supra.
Nope. Dang it. Definitely I'm not. So mad.
It is.
Anyway, we'll think of it, but let's not do that on the air. Kevin, what do you have for us for Hot Topics?
Well, if she was any kind of fan, she'd still be listening.
She's calling right now. She's calling, okay. Steve. Jump on there real quick.
Oh, do you want me to see?
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, jump on it.
Jump on it. You want me to just get it?
Jump on it.
Oh, he's got it.
Well, I have something for Steve, but he is
now
gone.
Oh, now he's busy and he's
talking to Catherine. Jay, what do you know about the cicadas?
Sebring. Thank you, Scott.
The Chrysler Sebring?
Oh, now there's just everybody saying it's a Sebring, it's a Sebring, it's a Sebring, it's a Sebring.
Yeah, she's on the line if you want to.
Is it, though? Yeah.
Catherine!
Hello, it's a 240 SX Nissan.
Sebring, my...
1992.
240 SX.
Yes.
Does resemble a Celica.
It kind of does. That is sporty.
Catherine, that is a good looking
ride. How many miles you got on that thing?
About 27,000.
27,000 miles, Steve. This is why she's your biggest fan.
See, I know. This is why we would get along real well.
Wait, what year is it again, Catherine? What year?
It's a 92.
92 with 27,000
And
miles.
It is in mint condition.
Yes, it is. It stays in the garage with a cover.
Very good, yeah. Wow, that's amazing. Have you had that the whole time?
Yes, I got it off of the Ford showroom floor. Whoa. I got it May 22nd of 93, but it was a 92, and it was on the showroom floor.
That is crazy. When's the last time you drove it?
Is it?
Yesterday, but just for a little bit because it was about to rain.
I see.
Oh, yeah, you don't want to get it in the rain.
Rain on it. Yeah.
Oh, I love the way you treat that car. Is it the base model, the SE, or the LE?
It's a special edition.
Oh, it's the SX.
SX, yeah. I think that's
oh my gosh.
Said at the beginning, good listening.
I know. Well, Jay, I'm sorry. I thought the SX then could have another thing.
I see.
That is a very special one, Catherine.
Does it have retractable headlights?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
But it doesn't have, like, cup holders.
No cup holders, really?
Yeah.
That's all right. You don't need to be eating and drinking in that thing anyway. It's in too nice a condition.
Yeah. Catherine, is this true? Right. It says in 1992 the base price of the SX was $22,000.
Oh, I was thinking more like 18 or something.
Okay. Mm. Okay. You might have got a deal on it.
Yeah, it could be.
Yeah, well.
They like me.
Who wouldn't? Stand in line, yeah.
Did you take them
and
gumbo?
I didn't make them gumbo.
Catherine.
And I'm 82 years old.
82?
You are not 82.
Yes, 82 and a half.
Okay.
And I'm not going to be a teacher's aide or extended care person. Because they say that I need more education. But I'm going to, like, volunteer in the lower grades, first, like, second and third.
Of course
you
are.
That's awesome.
So you're still kind of working, yeah.
Yeah, and I've been there for 31 years.
Oh, my goodness. Wow.
That's fantastic. Yeah.
And you're a fan of Steve's, apparently.
Oh, yes. Ever since the first day he came on.
What do you think you like about Steve?
He just seems like a fantastic young man. He looks like he always would have a smile on his face.
You're 100% right on both accounts.
Yes.
He's a real sweetheart, isn't he, Kevin?
He is.
Yes, Kevin, he is.
I think he's a very, he's a nice boy. I'm not going to say that he doesn't make me furious some days.
Oh, that's not nice.
No.
Get him, Catherine. Get him.
It's well-deserved, really.
But I haven't been able to get to one of his remotes because every weekend it's just like about to rain or something.
And you don't want to take the car out. Yeah, I get it.
Take the car out. Yeah. So one day when it's shiny, I'll get over there. Well, I go to Louisiana July 2nd. So
he'll have some in the sunshine before that. Like, I think... When is it, Steve? This week or next week?
Well, Thursday, Friday.
Thursday, Friday of this week.
Okay.
And it should be nice out. Yeah.
But those are... If you have a remote that's within, you know, close by.
Yeah, within reason.
I'll see you. Yeah. If you're, like, at Snows or something.
Yeah. Well, cool. Okay. Can you hold on a second so Steve can get your number? Would you mind giving Steve your number?
Oh, no. Not at all.
All right. You're the best.
Yeah, Catherine, you are wonderful. By the way, do you still make gumbo?
Once in a great while, like maybe New Year's or something.
Yeah, okay. Special occasions, sure.
But you're going back to Louisiana.
Yes.
Oh, boy.
Maybe I'll make it there.
Yeah, I bet you will. That's almost required.
All right, hold on for
Thanks,
a second,
Catherine.
Captain. You're the best. All right, hold on for a second. Okay, Steve, you can grab her. She's the best of all times.
She's a very nice lady.
Very nice.
1992 Nissan 240SX.
With 27,000 miles on it.
27,000
original miles,
miles,
I think, is like what they say.
Well, Jay, I was trying to see what it might be worth. I mean, that thing's got to be...
It is awesome, I will say that.
It's such a beautiful car. Let's check out the Kelley Blue Book.
What, are you going to try to buy it from her?
No, I just want to see... Ooh, this is a lie. They say the fair market value right now is about $2,800.
Ooh.
But I don't think that's right. Not for Catherine.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
One of your middle names is Corral? And you're like, yes, it is, because I was born in a Golden Corral bathroom.
Yep.
Kevin James.
Took my first swim.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
All right, Kevin, do you have a clip of the day for us today? Uh-oh.
Sorry, I turned down the...
turned down for what?
It's lawnmower day here at my apartment every Tuesday about this time. And they are very loud. They were just right outside my window.
Mower or blower?
It is a mower.
Mower today, all right.
Mower, I mean... Hold on, Jay.
Sounds like a blower.
It's a mower.
Mm.
Guy, that's a big one. He is going so fast.
Well, yeah.
I just opened the window, and he was on one of those ones that you stand on.
Yeah, those things are crazy.
He's going about 200 miles an hour, it looked like.
Wow, that is quick.
Lord. Yeah, it was very fast.
Very fast. Kevin, I did that yesterday because I was trying to get in between the rainstorms, and I was like flying around the backyard, literally as fast as I could go. It doesn't cut that great when you go that fast, but, you know, I was like, hey, better than nothing.
Wait, do you have one of these that you stand on?
No, I just have the regular rider.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but it was, yeah. I mean, still, full throttle mowing, not recommended.
And these things are like...
Those go way faster, though.
Yeah, and I don't know, they had like the zero turn or whatever they call that. They turn sharp. Okay, the clip of the day today is going to be a little different, and the audio is probably going to be absolutely horrible, but I still want to share it with you and then try to find out what exactly is going on in this clip, and there's only one man that can help us figure it out, and his name is Producer Steve.
Oh, wow.
Producer Steve, can you please try to tell me what might be going on in this clip that I'm about to play, okay? Hold on. Oh, geez.
Huh? Oh my gosh.
Does anybody. Okay.
And you thought that was bad?
That's very loud.
Very loud.
It's very, very loud. And I'm trying to. Hold on. I wanted to get it at the beginning so you could tell maybe
that's
who
enough.
This.
All right,
then. Take care. That's the end.
I mean.
Jay, this is a live video on Facebook.
Huh.
It's kind of hard to hear.
Are we trying to decide what that noise is? Is that what we're trying to determine? Or are
yes,
we trying to,
oh, I'm okay. trying to figure out what is going on. Now, I will tell you what is said at the beginning of the video. Here we go, the beginning. See if you can hear any of this.
Here we are in beautiful Northbrook.
Beautiful Northbrook. Yeah, I heard that. I don't know. What do you think that noise is, Steve?
I know exactly what that is.
You do?
And who that is. He just said it.
It's the noise they're making. The cicadas are making these noise to produce,
to
attract more cicadas, to attract the females, which they then will bury, and they'll come back out in 17 years. That is the voice of Peter Heskey.
Whoa.
Steve's dad. Steve, what is going on?
What do you mean, what is going on?
I don't know. Is that the noise of the cicadas, why we can't hear anything? Or was your dad walking in a waterfall?
No, that is the cicadas.
That's what they sound
That's
like.
That's insane.
Yeah, isn't that
Steve,
wild?
We're from Washington. We don't know this.
Oh, yeah. They get, well, what I remember from 17 years ago was them not being so loud, and my dad agrees with me, but where we were living, or where he lives, and for whatever reason, they're just louder this year.
What's the difference between like a cicada and like a locust?
I don't know, but they're both gross.
Yeah.
So the cicada is, that's how loud it is in their neighborhood.
That's insane. That's crazy.
So, yeah, they were.
Why didn't he just shush them?
I don't know.
I can't hear. Like,
and your dad is doing what? I mean, what was he doing?
He was just out for a walk, and he did a live video.
Okay.
Yeah, he likes to do that occasionally.
Talking about the cicadas.
Okay.
I was fascinated by. Unfortunately, I couldn't hear him very well.
Right.
Because I feel like he had a couple good jokes in there, and I couldn't hear him.
Yeah.
I don't know about that. I think it was more informative than anything else.
Okay.
He sounded knowledgeable.
I mean, whether or not whatever he was saying was true.
It doesn't matter. You just got to sound good saying it.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, I don't... I'm not sad that we don't have that.
I only saw one video of this where it went kind of viral, where a girl was in her car and she was just in tears, like crying.
Because they're all over her
cicadas.
Car?
And she was like, I've got to go in. I can't do it.
Oh, because you got to walk through.
And you were just like, what?
Oh.
And then I was like, okay, being a little dramatic.
Right.
And then she shows the cicada. It's like a wall of bugs.
That's gross.
It's the grossest looking thing. And she's like, I have to walk through there. And I was like, yeah, okay, I'd cry too, maybe. Yeah, that looks disgusting.
It is gross, yeah.
It's so weird. I didn't realize they made that. I mean, I'd heard that they make noise. I didn't realize it was that bad.
Oh, they're loud. But they're only out from, like, I forget what it is, from 6 to 6 or
so during the daylight hours, kind of?
Yeah, or? And then they go like back under the ground or something?
Huh.
I think that's correct.
I don't know.
They get in your house ever?
I think they can.
How big is the cicada? Like, what are we talking? Are they?
They're pretty sizable. I don't know if they're all the same size, but
like an inch or two?
Big as your thumb?
Yeah, probably.
Hmm. And that's
I don't have that big of a thumb.
The Big 99.9 Coyote Country. The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
You want me to find you like a weird headline or something?
Sure.
That could maybe, you know, be really fast and float your boat. Why not?
Kevin James.
Hold on. I got to scroll up.
Yeah, this is real fast.
Mm-hmm.
On the Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Okay. Hey, don't forget you can download the Coyote Country app. It is free for you and easily available. So just check it out and you can take us with you wherever you happen to go for tomorrow. If you have tomorrow off, a reminder that the parks, at least in Washington, are free and the federal parks are free.
Free.
So yeah, check it out. All right, Steve, I'm ready.
Final thoughts.
I'm just curious, what would be impressive to you? Because we were talking about knowing mathematical formulas and things of that nature.
Mm-hmm.
So if I were to memorize a formula of some kind, I could probably do that. But if I wanted to, maybe by the time you came back from vacation and I was back next week sometime, if I memorized a certain number of digits of pi, what would be impressive to you?
Of pi.
Yeah, you know the math term.
Yeah, yeah, I understand it. Thanks for over-explaining. Kevin, how many digits is impressive?
The only thing that impresses me, and this has been a long time number thing for me, is knowing all the numbers on the roulette wheel.
Isn't it just 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7?
No, you got to know the order.
The order?
Yeah, yes. Like some people who maybe like talking, you know, or have talked recently in the last few seconds might know the order.
Absolutely. You don't know it at all, right? Like if you started at 00, you don't know.
I mean, I don't, and I doubt Steve does.
Oh, I see it now.
Oh, you see it. Okay, well, let's see how well I can do at my memory.
Yeah.
If I start, I like zero better. I know I can do zero because if you, on one side is 28, on the other side is 2.
That's correct.
On the 2 side, it goes 2, 14, 35, 20. This is my sweet spot. 35, 23, 4, 16, 33, 21, 6, 18.
What is he doing?
31, 19, 12? No, because 12 is red. 8.
Correct.
Am I reading the wrong? Am I seeing the wrong roulette wheel?
You must be because he's right on the money so far.
I don't know. I'm seeing 0, 32, 15, 19, 4, 21.
Yeah, I don't know what you're looking at.
What are you looking at?
Kevin, you're right all the way to 12. You want to finish at least to double zero? The next black number is.
This is a weird
is?
Spot. I always get mad when it hits this. Okay, I like 27, which I know 27 is right next to the zeros. But then there's this little stretch right there that I don't play very often, but you can play a
corner.
You're
missing three numbers.
You can play a corner and you can get 25, 29. So is it 12, 29, 25?
That's correct. You have two to
then
go.
Then 10, 27,
wow,
then double zero.
Look at him go, everybody.
I got that whole side of the wheel.
Kids, don't do that.
Final thoughts.
I haven't played roulette for so long.
Right, I'm sure.
Was this some sort of joke? Where are you getting these numbers?
From a roulette wheel, Steve.
I don't know where you could possibly be getting a different one, but I don't know what you're looking at.
I typed in roulette wheel.
Are you looking at like a European roulette wheel or something? This is America, bro.
Oh, that could
I do
be
think
my...
there's a French one and a European.
There's also one I think that Kevin only doesn't have a double zero. You do have to have one that has the
Absolutely.
Double zero on it. And
yeah, there's one that doesn't have a double zero, and that's...
That usually will throw the numbers off, obviously.
Yeah, I think that's a European wheel.
Oh,
you only use that one when you're in the bathroom.
That's right.
That's what I was looking at.
Steve, I don't think we answered your question, but I'm going to go with 12 numbers.
12 numbers of pi?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think I could do that.
I think I have four after the decimal. Or is it five? No, it's four. I just know the 1415 because it's easy. 3.1415.
Yep. 3.1415?
Yeah, because it's easy to remember those.
And then is it like 2.9?
I don't know.
I don't
it's
know
like
either.
It's 5.9.
No, it's 9.2, Kevin. 3.1415925359.
That's easy, Steve. You can memorize that.
12 digits, Steve. By the time we get back.
6, 5, 3, 5, 8.
Kevin, anything else?
Okay.
What did I have for you? I do remember what my final thought was. We got sidetracked on roulette.
I noticed that.
That's a tricky game for me, bud.
Very nice.
The cruise. I was just thinking about it today.
Yeah.
And I don't even remember what it was. Some song came. Oh, the Morgan Wallen song came on.
I had some help.
Mm-hmm. And I can make it. And I was just like, dude, that song is going to be, I'm going to be so pumped to play that on the cruise.
Yeah, yeah.
It just made me think about it. And I was like, gosh, I am ready for the cruise this year. I'm looking forward to it. And I just wanted to remind everybody to get tickets.
Well, it ain't like I can make this mess all by myself.
No. 509-441-0999. You can text right now. And we just the word cruise, and we will send you a link to buy your tickets online, folks.
Yeah, it's super easy, actually. It's the easiest way we've ever had to buy tickets.
It really is. So no excuses. Get there.
Final thoughts.
Thanks to Catherine for calling in and volunteering to Steve's biggest fan. Biggest fan of the month.
An honest question, and I don't mean this... in any way, shape, or form.
Right.
I love Catherine Jacobson. She is as sweet as they come.
Very long-time listener of ours.
Does it surprise you at all that Steve's first fan, biggest fan, is an 82-year-old woman?
No. Steve has a sweetness about him.
He does. And they love
him. And I think
him.
Catherine has a sweet tooth.
She does. She does, Jay.
What is happening?
Does it surprise you that the first woman's number that he got in Spokane is Catherine's?
That's not true.
Oh, man.
Well, Kevin, she may be 82, but...
yep, her eyes are 18.
Yeah. And don't forget all those people who blocked me.
That's true. You did get their numbers, so we do have that going for you. I forgot about that.